So after this little skirmish, and you see these little creatures, you do see that the little crystals that they had, if you tried to like round them up, I would say you get like 6.
Okay.
Of these little gems. They're rocks that when they hit on impact, they would burst to a D4 of fire.
Oh.
Okay. So it's a D6 plus a D4 of fire.
So are these like active? We can use these?
You can use them. They're one time only, but they're 6.
And they have to be thrown?
They have to be thrown, or like you can pick up one of their slingshots.
I will hand these to whoever. If they're being thrown, they're of no use to me. I will use those.
I'll take one.
Yeah.
I'll take
all 6.
Ladies.
I'll take one.
You take one?
Mm-hmm. About 3 and 3? Mm-hmm.
That works.
I'll give 3 to 6. Simon. I'll give 3 to Lagatha.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take 3.
So you just toss them, and then it's a D6 and a D4. And it's just one little boop of fire.
Okay.
Do they come? Does it reactivate like after like a long rest or like?
No, it's like a one-time use.
So how are we using them again?
They're still active. They're currently active. Ones on the ground have deactivated.
Got it.
In their packs, in their little bags, you can find a little, like almost like a little marbles.
Yeah. My mistake.
What's the range?
Actually, I was thinking that too.
Think of it like a boomerang.
Okay.
So as you guys are kind of catching your breath, fatigue, dizziness, and you are kind of regrouping, if you guys take a look around, down this path, Simon, because you had such a high perception it last time, I'll keep that. Mm. Down this path, past this purple crystal,
okay,
you actually see a group of soldiers, all wearing the same uniform, all back to back with spears out, frozen solid. They look like they were fighting something off when they turned to stone.
Okay.
And you see about 6 soldiers all trying to defend themselves.
Right.
And it's just perfect statues.
Do we see any emblems or sigils on their armor or anything like that?
You would. I don't know if it'd be anything you know. You can roll and I'll see if I can make something up for you.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to roll history.
go right ahead.
6. So, no.
Good. I don't have to make anything up.
What a DM.
I give you a peek behind the DM screen. I have no problem with that. So I will say, Simon points this out. You guys can all see this now.
Yeah.
There's no mark or idea of what they could have been defending themselves against, but they were afraid of something all around them. Zorik, your feel of that evil is still all around you. Killing these little things changed nothing.
Yes, which I share.
Yes.
You see that you are approaching a cliffside. So roll me with advantage, another check to make sure you know which way down the path you need to go.
Got it.
There's no real path right here, but there is kind of like what's the easiest way to walk around the stones kind of thing.
You said this is survival, right?
Survival.
17.
Good. Very good. So you take a look around and you're kind of marking your surroundings and you're taking a look at your maps, you're taking a moment, and you think you feel pretty confident about where you're going. I'll say about another 15 minutes pass before you are step up to where you would imagine the stairs to be. And you're not far off. It's maybe about 20 yards away from you, and you're able to find them easily.
Okay, I point that out to the rest of the group.
Now, I can describe this all you want, but I think the best way to do it is to describe the fact, like, the staircase is what you could imagine when Frodo and Sam and Gollum are trying to go up that cliff. That level. Okay, never mind. You don't see Lord of the Rings. To describe it. The staircase is not really a staircase. It is rocks that you will have to essentially scale. The actual steps it would almost be like a ladder. So it's not super duper a staircase. So because of that, it's kind of creepy, but underneath this staircase, you see stone hands, arms,
oh boy,
bodies, people who have attempted the climb and fallen off the mountain, just crash below. Some of them look like they have literally crashed. Some of them look like they have fallen and then were unable to get up and then turned to stone.
So we're seeing some folks that have been, like, smashed apart, like T-1000 style.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice reference.
Thank you.
So...
I know where I'm at.
That's essentially what you guys are approaching approaching at this point.
So six of us have to slide that.
Yep. Roll me investigation.
Me?
Yeah.
This will go well. 18!
18!
I rolled a 19!
Oh! That was fun. Look at that! The luck of the game. This is D&D, people. Okay.
I'm locked in.
Locked in. No, you're taking a look at these bodies that had fallen off, and you're kind of trying to move your way through them. And as you are kind of pushing your way through them, you actually kind of have to push this one body aside. And as you do, the rock that is their head moves to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Dwayne Johnson moves to the side.
God, I can't win sometimes. And petrified onto this person's face is an eye patch.
Are the bodies petrified?
Yes. They are stone.
And there's an eye patch.
It looks like someone took a stone statue and pushed it off a mountain.
I think I found one of the ones we're chasing. The head is loose?
The head is loose.
I just picked the head up.
Broke.
Oh.
Eye patch.
Nice. Palming it.
Do you guys remember?
Impressive.
Yes. The village?
Yes. Yes. Why don't you say it for the rest of the class?
Rest of the class.
She knows. She just wants...
You know. You want me to say
I'm letting the teacher do her job.
So, you guys remember that Qui-Goth's followers will sometimes wear an eye patch.
Eye patch. Yeah.
You also know that there were people who came like a month or so ago to the village and they attempted to go through the forest with the idea of a prize at the end. The people in the village seemed nonplussed because they know that very few people who go in have ever come out. They actually don't know of anybody who went in and came out. Now, that could be because there was a back door, or it could be because they've all crashed and died and frozen.
Damn.
Okay.
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
So this is one of the people, if maybe the only person, you don't know, it's a person who... was a follower of Qui-Goth who crashed, as said by Alric.
Well, I guess fuck him. I just throw that over my shoulder.
Jeez.
Let us press on, shall we?
Agreed.
Blackcurrant? I have my little pouch of dry fruit. Would you like a blackcurrant?
No. So you guys start to climb up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's going to wide order?
Ripped off the head.
Oh.
Who's going up in what order?
It was already off. I didn't rip
it. How do you have an appetite after that?
Evil son of a bitch dead. How am I supposed to feel bad about that?
Okay.
Fuck him. Would you like a blackcurrant?
No. Mm-mm. No. Thank you.
More for me.
I'll take one.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
And Scarlet realizes she's amongst a band of murderers.
How does...
So we're going up into the mine.
No, I'm so sorry, Braz. Let me explain. I will draw it.
We're going to scale the stairs, right?
Correct. But I need maybe a...
You need a marching order?
No. I want to explain something to Braz because I think he's suffering. Can I borrow a piece of paper?
Braz, are you suffering?
I am.
Too much equipment.
In the arms of an angel.
No, not that type of suffering.
You can listen to experiences.
So this is where you came from.
This is gold.
This is where that giant helped you guys over the wall.
This is gold. Yeah.
You went down to the village.
Yeah.
From the village, you crossed over, and you were at the mine, which is here. The guy said, you're on your own.
Me
too. You had to cross the forest to get here where the stairs are.
Yeah.
So now we need to continue going in this direction.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where the flowers are. Yes. This is where the crystal flowers are then.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize. I'm sorry.
I remember that name.
Then this is where the eye is. So they mine this way. They go village to mine. They don't go this way.
Got it.
So they said, we go here. But we'll take you to the mine so that you can go this way.
Thank you.
This is what you just traversed. You're at the stairs now. You have to climb up this mountain edge.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you got to climb up this mountain edge, and then you'll hit a plateau up above for the rest.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Thank you.
See, he knows where. I literally had to tell the person who has proficiency in maps. I had to draw him a map. Because the poor guy.
Are you suffering no longer?
I am no longer
Victoria
suffering.
Victoria, you are. You should autograph that and date it.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you. As long as I spell everything correctly.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you for your pen, teacher.
You're always welcome.
Well, Braz is no longer suffering. So.
Okay.
I'll go up the stairs first.
You're going to go up the stairs first?
Yeah.
All right. Same marching order as before? Or does anybody
else?
Yes. Yeah.
I'd sit
behind them. Same.
Yeah. If it's single file, yeah. And if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So fine. I'm going to say the incline is not where you would need, like, spelunking gear, like, to wrap yourself around the rope. Mm-hmm. But if you guys describe any of the safety measures you're doing, I will give you a better idea of how difficult it would be for you. Just to keep that in mind as we go.
Safety measures?
Yeah. Are you tying off to each other?
Oh.
Are you going slower speed? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember, the slower you go, the more checks you will have to make. Because how longer it's going to take you.
Understood.
Understood.
So we're supposed to be running.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Parkour!
Parkour! So right now I'm going to say that you're going at average speed. Mm. You're going one step at a time. I'm going to say after another 5 minutes, please everyone roll me their con save.
Okay. 15.
Mm. Pass. 5?
No.
Fuck.
8.
Fail.
21.
Pass.
14.
Okay.
9.
Pass.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Yeah, you got the 8. Okay, roll me a d4. Your DCs are higher now. Because you both started to feel effects.
Okay.
So your difficulty level is higher than...
Right, because I have the dizzy spells.
4.
4?
Wait, no.
So his fatigue gets worse.
Roll a d4, yes.
Like you guys are starting to exhibit the symptoms that they tell you at the very end of a drug commercial.
So as you guys are climbing up, after a few minutes, Lagatha, you're starting to get very dizzy.
Okay.
Mm. And you're starting to, like, you don't know if it's the altitude or what, but, like, you're really starting, your head is just kind of spinning as you're walking up.
Okay.
That's all for it.
I'm going to go on his shoulders.
Since you still have to hold on to him, and he has a more difficult time then, because he might slip.
Because we're still climbing.
Yes, yeah, so if he had to roll a save, he'd have a more difficult save to make because you're on him.
All right, I'll push through for a little while. All right. I'll go a little slower, but I'll do that, rather than risk any saves.
Are we climbing but still walking, or are we climbing?
You are taking really steep, shallow steps.
Got it. All
so right. It's instead of like a staircase in a house, let's say, is like this, you're going like that.
Hang in there,
buddy. So they're steps, but they're going like this. And they're natural steps.
I have a hand axe as a secondary weapon. I'm going to be using it kind of like a python.
Or
Like,
mountain climbers use like those ice picks. I'm going to be using that to sort of like just secure myself to the rock wall.
As you move up.
Yeah, as I move, just like a little extra ballast.
Okay. So, you're continuing up from here, and I would say after like another 10 or so minutes, you actually kind of hit an area that feels like a little plateau, where it actually levels out to a point where there's no more steps, it's just kind of like a rocky edge that kind of moves up from there. Mm-hmm. From there, the area is maybe about 10 by 10 before you see the steps continue across. Mm-hmm. And in this area, you do see some more statues. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see another 2 statues that are kind of resting against each other in the corner of this area. And they both kind of look like they're holding their heads like this. And they're just kind of sitting and, like, holding their heads.
I don't think we should stop here.
I am in complete agreement.
We need to keep going.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. Press on. The quicker the better.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
I'm a little tired, but I'll be all right.
I'm feeling dizzy, but I'm going to plow through.
Dizzy?
I'm fine. I'm going to try to ignore it.
Okay.
Ignore what?
Dizzy.
How I feel.
How do you feel?
A little dizzy, but I'm going to try to work through it.
So he's tired.
He's fatigued.
He's dizzy. And she's dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling okay?
So far, so good.
Are you feeling okay, Adam?
Feeling good.
Can we...
Buddy system.
Yeah.
Adam, you watch her. Simon, you stay with me. You keep an eye on Sorek over here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So we're reorganizing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're heading up the next leg.
A little shuffling. Actually, no, not so much, because they were next to each other, they were next to each other, mm-hmm. and they were next
this
to each
time
other.
This time you're in front of me. Pull you up.
I think.
Okay.
For the next few steps of the next leg of the few steps that go up from here, there's a section where it almost looks like the steps don't really match up, where it looks like there's a set of steps, and there's this very tiny little section, and then another set of steps.
Uh-huh.
So to get across that section, I'm going to need some saves here. So I'm going to say, if you tell me how you're doing it, I can maybe change the DC or something. But for right now, I'm going to say strength save, because you've got to hold on and you've got to balance yourself over.
All of us strength saves?
Yes, for you.
Strength?
I'll give you advantage because you're using your hammer, your little hook.
Okay.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you describe the feat again?
So, what you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a couple steps up,
mm-hmm.
and then it looks like one step is this long thing where you kind of would have to. You have about maybe like a foot, and you have to walk an edge. So it's a foot on a cliff and a cliff with 1 foot that you'd have to walk across. 1 foot width.
DM, would you allow me to do an acrobatics check to kind of...
Sure.
Okay.
So you're going to rely on your acrobatics in order to kind of swing yourself and get over.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'll give you...
I was going to ask if I could do acrobatics or stealth.
Stealth, not necessarily, because that's more of like I'm trying to hide.
Okay.
But I can do acrobatics for you.
Okay.
Okay. So this is going to be hard because some of you have different DCs here. So give me your acrobatics check.
13.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm proficient in athletics.
Okay.
Which is specific to climbing. So can I use that instead?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I got 12.
Okay. Hold on to it for me.
Uh-huh.
13.
Okay.
I was going to ask for athletics as well, but it's exactly the same as my strength, because I'm not proficient. 12 total.
12 total. Simon?
Acrobatics. 4.
4? Yeesha. Adam?
25.
Excellent. And you're 12. Okay, total. This is how I see it in my mind. You guys are doing your acrobatics. You're moving over carefully. Ulrich, you are working with Simon to make sure that he's okay, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to say with your superior strength, that clearly you're with your wife who you're used to picking up if she needs it.
Yeah.
I'll say you are able to get her across. You guys get across, okay. Simon, you stumble and almost fall.
Oh!
Steady, old boy!
So, Ulrich, I need a strength to see if you're able to catch Simon.
Oh, boy.
12?
It's enough.
Okay.
It's enough. You're able to grab Simon and pull him to make sure that he stays on the path.
Oh, steady now, old boy. There we go. Upsy-daisy.
So you guys are all able to make it across. Okay. When you get to the next side, it actually kind of levels out a little bit more. It's not as steep, but it's still steps and it's still climbing. So you are moving your way up. I want to say another 10 minutes or so pass.
Wow.
More con saves.
Wow.
Boy.
It's a long climb.
Wow. More con, huh?
The anticipation's killing me.
No.
God damn it. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. 19.
Pass.
19.
Pass.
12.
Pass. Seven. 10. Fail.
21.
Pass.
13.
Pass. Simon, roll me a d4. 1.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Right after Ulrich kind of picks you, like grabs you, your head is really starting to spin a lot, and you start like blinking your eyes a lot. As you're climbing up this last couple thing for the last 10 minutes, you realize that you can't really see as well as you thought.
Oh no.
Your vision's really getting blurry, and as you're looking at something, you are kind of blinking stuff away. So if you need to do any checks that require vision, you'll have disadvantage.
Okay.
So like if it's like a perception check or an insight check or something that's vision.
Yeah.
Disadvantage.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. So I want to say just as you're starting to like blink away, like maybe it's dust, but you're still super dizzy. And when you get to this another plateau, you realize it's not just a plateau, it's the top of the staircase. And ahead of you, you feel as though it looks like a frozen lake, but it's not frozen. It's not cold enough to have a frozen lake.
Okay.
And then from it, you start seeing these little rocks that are these big crystals, kind of like what you see here, these big crystals, solid, coming out of the ground. And the ground itself is this very thin sheet of crystal, and that you can actually look through as you guys are walking.
Do we see anything when we look through?
No. You just see, like, emptiness. You see, like, space. But it doesn't look very far away. It just looks like a little bit of emptiness there.
Are feet cracking the crystal? And when they crack the crystal, what do they land on something else solid?
Right now you just hear almost like it's ice, like... like spider cracks right now. But you're all walking together in a group. And as you are walking, you hear...
I'm going to try, like, deliberately to, like, walk lighter. If that at all makes sense.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going to hear it. And you know how you just, like... Not, like, tiptoe, but just, like, take more careful, easier steps.
Okay. So right now, I assume you're moving quickly. You're not going to, like, take too much time. But does anybody want to do any other investigating as you walk across this field? It looks like an open field that almost looks like a frozen over lake.
I think as we're walking, just out of sheer boredom, for one of the crystallines that are coming out of the ground, if I just, like, happen to poke it with a dagger... Or a rapier.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything happen?
Lightly?
Mm-hmm.
No. It would act like a normal stone that you would feel in your everyday life.
Okay.
Standard stone.
Okay.
As you are walking further into this, like, field, you see that the thin layer that you've been walking on is kind of, like, cracking more and more as you... walk farther and farther out, and you actually start hearing louder cracks farther out in front of you.
And we're still in the middle of this
open area.
Not cackle, but cracks now.
Cracks.
Okay.
And there's nothing around, like no, like, for lack of a better term, like grassy bank or something.
You really are only seeing, for instance, like stalagmites coming up out. You see these like big pillars of these crystals.
Are the stalagmites positioned in a way where you can, like, are they close enough to each other to kind of, like, jump from one to the other?
You could try.
And impale myself?
No.
Do you think this is first edition?
I would not make you impale if you were trying not to.
Is this the Fortress of Solitude?
Kinda. You could imagine some big stalactites.
Get some points factor?
No, not yet.
We're on the planet Krypton.
What's ahead of us?
Ahead of you, you actually... it's far enough ahead of you that you don't see... It's far enough ahead of you that you don't actually see what it is, but you start seeing more colors out in front of you. Okay. But you can't really tell what it is. Actually, you can't tell anything! Yes.
No, I'm just curious.
You have blurry vision.
Could we go from stalagmite to stalagmite... and maybe tie a rope to each one and ourselves to that way we can kind of daisy chain ourselves.
Yeah, you could try.
Yeah.
Somebody out ahead.
That's, yeah, I share that with the group.
I like that idea.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah.
It could work.
As you are talking, how far away are you from each other?
I thought we were in one group.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
We were kind of clustered together.
Kind of like two by two. That was my understanding.
Well, yeah. We're closest to who we're watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Right.
I will tell you, the longer you guys stay together, the more you are hearing cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weight.
The weight in one spot, you start.
We need to spread out.
You start like this, even like you're very light. You're the tiniest of everybody, and even as Lagatha kind of moves her foot, you can see a spider crack start kind of moving from her foot.
Whatever we're planning, we better do it fast.
Spread out, rope to rope, daisy chain, Sorek's idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I look for the first stalagmite, and we go like to the closest one.
Okay.
So I have the +4 to acrobatics. Should I like start going out and kind of like tying rope?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I won't even say that you need to roll for it. You can, because you are pretty proficient and because you have that idea and Sorek and you are working together, that's fine.
Okay.
So you're able to, you have a rope and you are walking ahead of everybody, kind of doing this little daisy chain,
mm-hmm.
and everyone behind you. How are you guys doing that, following her and Sorek?
I'm checking to see if the stuff I have, if I have rope.
Yeah.
You should have rope as part of your standard stuff.
Yeah,
standard.
I think we all have rope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
my idea is
everyone does.
Daisy chain ourselves together, tie a rope around one of the stalagmites, walk to the next stalagmite, get onto that,
untie, and put it,
and then tie it to that one and keep going.
Okay.
That way it'll keep us stable. If we fall, we should be able to hold. Because these stalagmites, you said, are really big, right?
Really big.
So, yeah.
The stalagmites will, you feel confident that they would hold you in case something happens.
That's why, like lasso one, walk to the next one, unlasso, lasso at the one we're on, and keep doing that.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that you guys are making like a chain and you guys are staying away from each other, only held on by rope, you start hearing the cracks kind of dissipate. And actually, Lagatha, as they're kind of doing all of this, you're standing and you realize that the spider crack that was under you has actually started to almost looks like it heals again.
Like it recedes.
Like it's receding. So it looks like it's like this constant thing. So it's extremely fragile, but it starts healing again.
Fast.
The second you
separate.
Yeah.
Weight off.
Once you take the weight off. So it takes about another 5-10 minutes. Before you, like, all very careful work, and it takes you guys a while to get all of this together. But by the time you get to the end, you're like, oh, this is working really well. And you kind of approach, and it looks like the stalagmites kind of even out to create a cliff, almost, off of it. So once you get up onto that cliff, it's a lot smoother and much more firm ground.
Okay.
It took you another few minutes to do that, and right now you are standing at this huge field of flowers that are all crystal. So you see, it looks like wildflowers, but every one of these wildflowers is actually made out of crystal. And it looks like they've just been there for forever.
What fucking Wizard of Oz bullshit are you pulling on us?
Correct.
I was told something about the flower crystals, wasn't I? Or just that they exist?
I think it's just that they exist.
Okay, all right.
Maybe that it would be difficult to traverse because they are sharp.
Because I have in my notes, can make it back but must traverse a field of flower crystals. So we have to keep on our... So I'll let everyone know. We must be on guard around these flower crystals.
Okay.
They may have some sort of adverse effect on us.
So before you guys move into this field, it's going to be another save. Because the closer and closer you get to your intended object, the tougher it will be. So as of right now, the DCs have all gone up.
Another con save?
Yes.
Okay.
And there we are.
Cleric.
Five.
Woohoo! Fail.
Same.
Five.
Eight.
Jesus, fail. Mom?
20.
Oh! Good.
15.
Ooh, nice.
10.
10. Where were you?
15.
No. Where were you?
She was in front of me.
That's a failure.
No, it's not what you meant.
Adam is the only one who doesn't have anything yet. Roll me a
d4. A 4.
4. You are having terrible headaches.
Oh, boy.
You feel like you have a migraine. All this bright white light. It's very bright. Sorek, you failed your second one. Give me another d4.
One.
You have blurred vision. You rolled a two.
Double vision.
You rolled a two. You are dizzy. You passed. He passed. You did not pass. Ten. You have to.
Thought I passed. But
you failed. To,
damn it.
Ten.
Yeah, you roll me a d4.
Yep. One.
One. Mm-hmm. Blurred vision.
Oh. Dizzy and blurred vision.
Well, add me to the list of the infirm.
Oh my gosh, me too. Can we just stop for some water?
Oh, so let me get this straight. The barbarian is the only one that has all of his faculties.
I believe that is the case.
At least you play your role well. I'm just
joking. More than why have you forsaken us?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I will no longer be able to lead us. My vision.
Be up to you.
I can't count on it right now.
Okay, yeah, so my vision's bad. This vision's bad.
You three in the back of the room. Bad vision.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still hooked up with the daisy chain, right?
Well, I'm just dizzy.
Oh, no, you're just dizzy. You can still lead if you wanted to. Adam, and Scarlet are okay.
I'm just dizzy. I can still see, thankfully.
It's getting close to blind leading the blind.
Whoever is leading.
You can take the lead?
Whoever's leading, take my hand. Guidance.
Oh, okay.
I can't see you to go up or take it.
I would say you can see a decent amount. You're just blurred.
Yeah.
So it's like as you try to blink away, it's not so really going.
It would be like if real life Braz took his glasses off.
Sure.
All right.
That's kind of mean.
Oh, right.
Oh, come on, take it down a notch. You're already,
yeah, sorry,
you're already seven. We need you at like a five. Okay. All right.
Come on, Sword. Take my arm. I'll lead you.
Okay. As you are going through this field of flowers, I have it written in my notes. It's not dangerous. It's just pretty. That's what I was giggling about myself. I was like, I literally wrote, not dangerous, just pretty. Okay. So there's this like really beautiful like majesty of it where it's just like, I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous crystals upon crystals. And it's just these beautiful flowers. But don't forget also that the bard, Jessabeth, the story she told you, which is why you are here, was that she, her ancestor, received a crystal flower from Banna, who was the barbarian, who was the one who had the stone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it takes you a little while to get through it. And I will say, the more you, who can see? Give me perception checks, whoever does not have blurry vision. Yes, yes, and I think you. Do you have blurred?
I think you just gave me
blurry. Yeah, I did just give you blurry vision.
I'm so happy about it.
Sorry.
Adam and Scarlet, that's it. And I rolled an 8, so I may as well have blurred vision.
Okay. Adam?
17.
Hey! All right, so the barbarian.
killing it.
The barbarian is the only one who's got his faculties. You can see through this field, which is not that big of a field. Okay. Imagine like a football field length.
Right.
American football field length.
Yes.
And that you can see through it. Right. You see, it almost looks like a structure that was built. It looks like a temple. And from where you are, it looks as though the walls are not complete. It looks like there's little indentations in each of the walls. You don't know more until you actually get there, though. But you at least can direct.
Right. Do I let people know?
You can say, guys, this way.
Guys, there's a structure up about in front of us.
We came all this way. We may as well go in and say hi.
So all of you are kind of feeling this effect. Now, it's kind of tough, but I need
another roll.
Another roll, because the closer you get, the more rolls you really need.
Ugh. Okay.
All right.
Unroll.
Can't save.
17.
Pass.
15.
Pass.
Dirty 20.
Pass.
All right. 11.
14.
7.
Fail. 11.
11.
Fail. Roll. Oh, actually, no. You don't need to roll. Simon needs to roll.
Okay.
Oh. What do I need to roll?
D4.
That's your third.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You both get the same effect. As you are walking through, you get a little itch.
Oh,
a little itch on your arms, your neck. You get a little itchy. As you start to touch your skin, you realize that your skin almost feels like it's got scales on it. Like, it feels like...
You have grayscale.
Thank you.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. So, you can tell me wherever it is, if it's on your face or your neck or your hand or your arm.
Right.
But you start developing these scales on your arms, on your hands.
Oh.
There's no other effects right now, except for the fact that you see these little
And then I have...
And you have blurred vision, and you're dizzy, and yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you tell anybody that you have this?
But you just kind of, like, itch your hand. Nope. Like,
everyone's doing
what
the...
What the hell is happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. What's wrong? I haven't said anything yet because I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you say
I know I'm itching.
Feel it.
I can feel it, and I'm scratching over my clothes.
Is there something wrong?
When it doesn't stop. Yeah.
You got scaly things on you.
Scaly things?
Oh, great.
Mm. All
right. I turn around.
Disconcerting.
It's here, and it's on one of my arms.
I'd like to do a medicine check, DM.
Yeah.
Sure. Ulrich would. He would
Maybe
try
I
to.
Should check.
13.
You imagine that this is just the effects of getting closer to
the
stone.
To the...
Looking down with my spectacles. I suspect those are stone, and that this is going to get harder the closer we get.
Would healing word help?
I can try. Do I, with a 13, do I suspect healing would a healing spell would work?
You could. This is more of like flavor.
I'm trying not to burn the spell if I don't have to.
Don't burn the spell.
Okay.
Conserve.
Don't burn the spell. I'll say you try to like do a little quick like try to rip it off.
It's not a wound. I can't. It's nothing I can heal. That would have to be something. There's restoration spells that might be able to fix it, but I don't have those yet.
I'm going to try, just very quickly, I'm going to try to lay on hands myself for 1 point and see if that helps anything.
Okay.
So,
As
an action, you can touch a creature to restore any number of HP remaining in the pool or 5 HP to either cure a disease or neutralize a poison affecting the creature. Or would I know that this is not...
It's not that serious.
Okay.
It's not actually affecting to the point where it's going to cause any issues.
Got it. Okay.
I want to ask Ulrich, we have potions of healing. Do you think that would help?
I mean, we can try it, but I don't believe that will cure the ailment. I believe...
I don't need anything right now. It's just a little itching, feels weird, but I don't think it's going to affect me at this point, if you understand.
I believe destroying the source of what's causing this is what will fix all of us.
Mm.
And as time is of the essence, we should hurry.
Deterioration.
Yeah, we do have to get out of this.
Scary.
Agreed.
Head.
So I will say after this conversation, you all start making your way. So, Simon, to let you know, there's no real effects that would be... a long-term effect for what is happening to your skin. It wouldn't, like, cause disadvantage right now. It's just kind of, like, itchy. It's just kind of, like, flavor.
And scaly.
Yeah. So no healing is really going to work for it. So we're just moving on.
Okay.
So you've exhausted your resources. So you guys, I want to try to take a moment to describe this because I want to get this right for you. I want to sound like a little snot right now, but when I was 16, I went to Egypt. And when you go to Egypt, there's temples everywhere, open air, just randomly in the city. Every single surface of those temples is covered in hieroglyphs and art and hieroglyphs. Sometimes it's just relief into stone. Sometimes they are painted very beautifully. So as you are walking across to the structure that Adam saw, you start to see that the structure itself has images on it, reliefed into the stone. It looks like someone had spent time to carve images and pictures into the stone. From the outside, they're just in sharp relief. But you also notice that the flowers within maybe like 5 feet before you hit that structure, it looks as though the flowers have all been picked out of the ground. And you notice that the images on the wall, the relief, some of them have a little bit of color in them that match the flowers in the field. So the flower in the fields are all many, many, many colors. Looks like someone has used them. to make pictures.
And it's only some of them?
Only some of them. And it also looks like they're very, very faded. It looks like they're extremely faded. But there is that relief. And it looks very open. There's no door. There's no entrance. Mm-hmm. It looks like a bunch of walls that kind of all intersect to each other. And that's it. It just looks like a large structure. You can't really see into it. But there's also no doors.
Are the symbols that are reliefed into the stone, are they of a known language?
Nothing that you see from here. Okay. It's a good question. It's just nothing you can see from here.
Okay.
You do see, just from the outside, it almost looks like flowers. The flowers that you see in the field, it looks like they're reflected onto the walls.
Okay.
From where you are.
There's just a stem still in the ground?
Yeah. Also, you kind of see where the dry, dead earth looks like it was disturbed, like someone ripped something out of it.
Okay.
But also very, looks like old. It doesn't look like something that just happened.
I will go do the same. Mm-hmm. I'll go pick and I'll try to match the colors.
So there's no real doors. Doesn't look like anything like you would need to try to decipher. It looks like you could just walk right into this temple.
Oh,
I thought you said all the walls intersected and there was no
like,
door.
Like on the outside of a maze looking in.
Oh.
You see these open hallways.
Okay.
You see lots of hallways. You could take a hallway here, a hallway there, a hallway around.
Oh.
Very, very open.
Well, in that case, let's go. Assholes and elbows, people.
To the temple, not inside the temple.
Inside the temple.
Okay, so then going back to my previous question, are the hieroglyphs any sort of language?
So once you take a step into the temple, or if you want to stand just outside the door, as you just peek your head inside, you can actually see it's not just the flowers. Flowers are on the outside walls. Inside, you start to see images of, it looks like adventurers in battles. Oh. It looks like someone has chronicled adventures onto the walls. So the style of art doesn't have a language necessarily, but it looks as though someone has taken the time to use these crystals, make them into a powder, and paint them on the walls, and use the stone to make it relief. And someone has chronicled all, every surface that you can see has some sort of art or image, as if it was hieroglyphs.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Any battles that, like, so I'm a +3 to history.
Okay.
Right? So any battles that, like, would be well-known or chronicled from where I'm from that I would, like, know? Do I, like, as I'm walking, do I see something that is familiar to me? Like, Washington crossing the Delaware or something like that.
So you do see a picture. You don't really know a lot about it,
mm-hmm.
but you do happen to pinpoint Jezebeth's ancestor, Boleyn, seems to be in one of the images.
Okay. And what do I see in that image with Boleyn?
It looks like a battle where they're fighting some darkness that's too far into it. You don't really see exactly what it is.
Okay.
But it looks like they're standing with like two or three other heroes. You see somebody who could look like a ranger. Mm. You see stuff like that. And you see them all like look like they're casting up at something that's too far in the distance.
I share that information with the rest of the group.
Hmm.
So this is more of a general history and not a history of each adventuring party that tried to come up.
Correct. Mm-hmm. This is a general history. This is a story that somebody specifically is telling.
Okay.
Do you guys enter?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carefully.
So right as you guys go to step into this temple of sorts, as you take that last step in, you are seen by all of the beautiful photos that are all surrounding you,
mm-hmm.
but you feel this like ache in your bones.
Brother.
And you, all of you just takes a moment. You have to catch your breath from just this drain that you all comes over every one of you.
Fuck.